This is Passport to Texas. What happens when fish hatchery broodstock are past their prime? If they're channel catfish from the A.E. Wood Fish Hatchery in San Marcos, they find new homes in urban lakes.
What we're trying to do is provide quality fishing opportunities close to home. It's part of our urban fishing incentive here in Texas.
Fisheries biologist Marcus De Jesus says some fish landed in Lake Kyle, which is catch and release only. You might wonder, if anglers are prohibited from taking fish home and Parks and Wildlife continues to stock fish in the lake, this includes sunfish and largemouth bass, all of which are called biomass, will the lake be able to support them over time?
The ecosystem is designed to sustain a high population. We're doing intensive management on this system. On Lake Kyle, it'll eventually have a network of aeration systems and we'll also have a network of fish feeders. So while we are adding a large biomass to this lake, we are also adding infrastructure to support the biomass. The whole objective is to create high numbers of quality-sized fish for anglers to catch fairly easily.
Find fishing opportunities near you when you log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and receives funds from your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.